Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 166. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And this week, we have a new piece of hardware.
Congratulations to your fancy black and gold Wii U.
It's only black and gold on the controller, and yes. It's subtle. It's a subtle hint to Zelda. It's not like, I'm garishly gold.
It's not the black and gold
3DS. I'm kind of disappointed by it. Have you seen pictures?
Yeah, you were showing it to me. It's got like a horribly... It looks more like they just repeated a triangle design rather than put the Triforce on it.
Yeah, I was just sad. I thought as long as the inside was black, I think I would have been able to live, but the inside's gold. Oh well, I'll just get the game. That'll be enough.
You already have a DS. You don't need another one.
Well,
Proteus needs one, but you don't.
Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. I would have just given him my old one and ported everything to my new one. But hey, when I was setting up the Wii U, I could port my Mii from my 3DS onto the Wii. It was awesome. I didn't have to actually make a character.
So, I think I did the same thing.
It was just like, would you like to do this? Sure, Wii. This makes it easier on the setup. But yeah, Wii U is nice. We only have Zelda. We bought the Zelda edition with the HD Wind Waker.
So that's the only actual Wii U game that we have.
Man, is it pretty, though.
Yeah.
They
kept the style, but basically made things have a better feeling of, mass and volume.
And just the lighting's nicer in it. It doesn't feel quite as flat. It has a lot more dynamic lighting. So it's really pretty. And since I haven't played the game in like 10 years, it's like playing a new game all over again. Because I can remember nothing of this Zelda game. Except for a little bit in the beginning. And that's about it.
Yeah, I remember it's his birthday and he puts on the hero's clothes as a part of that event. And then he never has a chance to change into his clothes before he has to go and save his sister.
Yep. And then you run into the pirates, so then you get cute.
Tetra is the best character.
Yeah, and you get flung out to sea.
We're going
to
put you in
this barrel. We're going to catapult you. Oh, whoops, our aim was a little off there, a little to the left. Sorry. Oh, you lost your sword. Oh, sorry about that, too.
I put a rock in your pocket.
Or you could be like me, you're sneaking about the Forsaken Fortress, and I end up sneaking back to the jail by accident.
Oops.
I'm like, go me. I went totally backwards. Well, I got out of it, got all the treasures. Took me forever to find the compass, but got everything out of it. But yeah, I've been having fun. Like I said, it's like playing a new game. I've gotten all the stuff pretty much taken care of on Windfall Island now, so I can sit out and actually start playing, which I think you're right. My next stop is Dragon Roost, which has the most awesome background music, so.
Has the King of the Red Lions already introduced himself to you?
Yeah, that's why I had to look for a sale.
Yeah.
He's like, here!
King of Red Lions rescues you from the Forbidden Fortress when you get
flown
by the Helmarok.
Out into sea, and you're like, drifting! He comes and rescues you. It's like, I have the speech of man, but yet I lack a sail. Find me a sail, please. Somehow, though, I was able to take you to this island under my own power, but I need a sail.
Maybe the current just kind of led to the island.
That's what I like to think, because otherwise I'm like, why do you need
a sail? You could like move a little bit without the sail.
That is true.
A little bit.
We'll have to see how it works. The other thing that's nice about the Wii U is that its interface for Hulu and Netflix is a lot nicer than our DVD player, mostly because it's newer and it can receive better updates.
And it
lets you change the languages.
Well, it's more seamless.
Yeah,
like with Hulu, when Hulu has the ads in it. On our DVD player, they took like 10 seconds or so to load.
Yeah, it takes a while for the ad to load, and once the ad's done, it has to sit there and think about the episode and load the episode. The Wii, it's just like, okay, play continuously. It's like seamless watching like television. I like, why do you work better? Must just have better, software for the application.
Software, better streaming. Maybe
it picks up the Wi-Fi signal better. Well, it's picking up the Wi-Fi signal. The other thing is hardwired in, so...
I think the issue is that the Wii U has a lot more processing power than that DVD player does.
Probably that, too. But I'm happy. I'm happy we've at least gotten that replaced. I need some other games. I've been told I need to get Monster Hunter for it, and also need to eventually get... I want to get Pikmin 3, but that's just because I really like the first Pikmin. I kind of missed 2, and I don't know why. So we'll just skip on to 3.
At least 3. I think they said 3 doesn't have the time limit that was in the other ones.
That's good. I did finish the first Pikmin within the 30-day time limit and did all the special extra stages.
2?
It was hard. The last thing when you're getting the bank... The main enemy in that stage is kind of rough. You just have to hope you're like, okay, little Pikmins, I need all of you to power up. Power up more. This is going to hurt. You're going to die. Sorry, Pikmin. It's like you come to this planet, crash land, they help you, and then you leave. And you're like, I hope those little Pikmins survive.
Sorry. That's been our week, though.
Oh, yeah. I played some Fire Emblem, though. I'm just trying to make everybody be more friendly with each other and raise levels. I should just finish the game, but I'm like, must get more relationships.
Must be maxed out.
Well, there's a couple... I still don't have all the download characters yet. I'm missing 3 of them just because their stages are a bit hard. The learning curve went up a little higher on those. I'm like, I just think I need to get a few more levels, which I have. Which now I've done a couple more, so I don't feel as bad, but it's still hard. Like, one, you actually have to fight mere versions of yourself. So whatever characters you take, they make copies of them, and they have all the same abilities that you do. And level and such. Yeah. I was looking at stuff online, and the wiki recommended that you partner everybody up, because they can't partner up. And so you can always have 2 people attack and boost up your stats for characters, so it makes it a little bit easier. You just gotta make sure
the partner, that's when the characters actually like are stacked on a single square, basically.
Yeah. It's really beneficial to do that just when you have like
You can basically sidekick people as well. Like, you're kind of low level, partner up with, you know, this guy and run around.
Yeah. Also, it's good too when you have a mounted character versus a non-mounted character, especially in early level. You can only move like 5 squares with some characters, and you think, oh, that's a lot. But once you get mounted units that can go 8 or 9 squares, you're like, ride with this person in the battle. Go, go, go. I've done that before. I've been very thankful that I have Valkyries, which are the mounted heal units, because they have a great range, and if you have to rescue somebody with the rescue staff, you can get them close enough that you can say rescue, and it ports, you know, the person right by them, and then they can pick them up and run away with them if they have to.
Handy.
Yes. You will use rescue a few times. It's the only way to guarantee that somebody won't die.
Well, especially when it's like an objective NPC or something.
Or if you're like me, you're trying to recruit people. They can't, if they get killed, then that's it. You can't get them. Yeah. They're all individual unique snowflakes, and I'm playing on classics, so everybody dies. Everybody. So yeah, that was what I was doing earlier, just grinding more levels out in Fire Emblem. I will finish the game. I really will. I'm at the end.
Okay. My week, well, weekend, because the game didn't even come out till Friday. I guess that makes sense, though. Batman Arkham Origins came out, so I've been playing that. If I listen to the You're This Much to the Story thing, I'm about 15% of the way through. Mm-hmm. So... for those of you who don't know, it's about 2 years into Batman's career, and it's actually still at the point where some people don't believe he actually exists.
Well, if it's just starting out and it's, you know, kind of urban rumor and you've never really encountered him, yeah, you can see how people wouldn't believe.
What would you believe if some thug told you a man in a bat suit beat him up?
It'd be kind of hard.
Sometimes Batman has to work for exposure.
Hey, if it's just a rumor, though, it's much easier to scare people. But yeah, I've been enjoying the game so far. The fact that it's not made for by Rocksteady does not seem to be hindering it at this point. Mainly because, I mean, it's using the same... the combat seems to work just as well. I seem to be just as good at it, where I'll be doing really good, and then it's like, and there goes my combo counter. Damn it! But one thing that's kind of neat about this one is because you're not locked inside some gated city or on Arkham or in a Arkham Asylum, you actually get to go back to the Batcave.
Hooray! Batcave!
Which means you actually run into Alfred.
Does Alfred spout out words of wisdom at you?
Well, he brought up a very good point, which of course Batman/Bruce Wayne ignores. It's like, you know, these 8 assassins have only tonight to kill you. We're the only 2 that know who you are. So if you just stayed in, they'd fail. To which Batman's response was, yeah, but they'd use innocence to get to me, and I'm not going to have that. They've already fought, technically. You start actually fighting one of the assassins, which is Killer Croc, which is also the first time Batman ran into Killer Croc.
Who on earth hires a half-crocodile guy as an assassin?
Somebody that realized...
He's not exactly sneaky.
True, but he's...
Or subtle.
But he's bulletproof. And really strong.
This is why it's a good thing Batman doesn't believe in guns.
I was gonna say, what does the bulletproof help him with? This is Batman.
It's also hard to punch something that a bullet can't go through. And he has really sharp claws.
And he can smell better like a crocodile. If crocodiles can smell better or see better.
He has enhanced senses.
He can swim better.
And then the electrocutioner, which you knock him out, and then you forgot to tie him up because you're trying to get to Penguin, so he gets away. And then you have the first battle with Slade. Which, Slade was actually a pretty fun fight. You guys will enjoy this, trust me.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, isn't Slade... Didn't they use Slade as the main villain in the Teen Titans series?
They did.
Okay.
Slade/Deathstroke.
Okay.
Yeah, they used him as the... He was the main character in the Teen Titans cartoon show. The good Teen Titans cartoon show. Not that pathetic thing they're showing now.
Oh, mustard, you wonderful beverage.
Starfire.
Yeah, that's how my past few days have basically been spent. I haven't had a whole lot of time to watch a lot of anime, so I don't have that. And in my other free time, I just open up the DS and I start playing Pokemon. I haven't beaten it yet like some people have, so I haven't been playing it apparently as much. Yes, some people have already beaten the game.
Didn't it just come out a week ago?
Almost 2 weeks now.
Was it the 13th that it came out? Or the 12th?
12th.
Okay.
Crystal, do you not remember what happened when, like, World of Warcraft released content patches and there's people would race to complete the content patch?
Yeah, like, who got to fishing first? And ding, realm first fishing. I'm like... Okay, you go, person.
Congratulations. You spent 3 days on vacation in order to be the first one to have a fishing trophy.
Well, it wasn't even just great. That.
It was the realm first. It was the first person out on the whole server to get there.
And it was trying to be like the first guild to complete the raid. Was the kind of the big one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or there was like when they did release, when they were popping up the level cap and there'd be people trying to power level, they're like, 24 hours, done! Like,
well, but it was a guild effort. They would pass around the one character.
Yeah, wasn't it? One person would tag him and then everybody else would kill him, but he would kill the character, but they weren't partnered or party with the other guy. So they didn't share experience. So all the experience went to the guy that tagged it.
Yeah. Just kind of a level of, you know, dedication and
Absurdity. It's that fine line between genius and crazy.
No, I'm just going to go with crazy. I know some people, they really enjoy that. I'm not one of those people that enjoy rushing my way through a game. To me, it's a game that's meant to be enjoyed, not something meant to be conquered.
Yeah. The journey is part of the whole
experience.
Yeah. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And now that we've taken the break in order to look at the cat, look at us.
He's real.
He's judging our podcast.
You may continue, mortals. But, yeah. Oh, do I have any more notes on this thing?
Plants vs. Zombies 2!
Plants vs. Zombies 2 is now available on the Android, and so I've actually had a chance to play it. And, in my personal opinion... It kind of sucks. I mean, you have your gameplay, which is still there, but the fact that so much of it is based on buying stuff,
microtransactions.
I mean, like, the thing in order to buy more coins is actually in the levels you're playing. So a lot of times I'll go to grab a sun that just popped in from the top. I'll end up hitting the damn buy button, and then I have to get out of that so I can finish playing my game. So that's an annoying inconvenience. They added plant food, which you spend 1,000 coins on to get one plant food, or you wait till a zombie drops some.
Yeah, I saw my brother playing it, and you can basically throw the plant food on a plant, drain the level, and it upgrades them, which is useful.
Well, temporarily. Basically, it does something. They do something temporarily. Like, if you drop it on a sunflower, immediately it creates a bunch of sun. If you drop it on a pea shooter, he basically shoots out, like, 20 peas. If you drop it on this cabbage pulse, it sends a bunch of huge cabbages to all the zombies that are on the level at the time. So, I mean, they're handy power-ups. I'm just annoyed at how they implemented them.
How everything is, here, you want this? Pay a buck. You want this too? Pay another buck. Oh, pay. I'm like, no, just give me the game, $20, like you did on Steam, and I'll be happy. Why do we have to do these weird microtransaction monetizing thing? It just, it bugs me, because I love Plants vs. Zombies. Well, it's one of my favorite games.
Well, especially for something which was ostensibly a very casual game to begin with. Why do we have to,
I have some countdown timer, which is counting down anyone not in the game, to sometime tomorrow where all the zombies from all the different time periods are going to attack, apparently. It's like, do I really need that? Can't I just play the game and go through the levels and continue? It's like, I can't even finish the game without going through and replaying levels to get stars to unlock the next level without paying money for said stars to unlock the next level.
See, this is the thing. If you want to have microtransactions, okay, great. But don't let it hamper the gameplay of the thing. If there's, like, extra special things that you want, that's one reason why Guild Wars, yes, the game cost me $60 initially, but it doesn't have a monthly subscription. But it does have microtransactions.
But they're convenience items.
Yeah, it's not anything that's going to hamper me from playing the game. You should still, like, even Tiny Tower, it still has the thing that you have to get coins and you have to get dollar bills, especially if you want bucks, if you want to expand things. Yes, you can spend real money on it to get things faster, but it drops with enough frequency that you can progress through the game without having to spend money. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is like, okay, you're going to release this free game. Make it so I can at least enjoy the game. Maybe it takes me a little longer since I'm not paying for stuff, but don't let it hamper everything. I don't know. I don't believe in the whole microtransaction model unless it's for, like, little special enhancement things, not necessarily for the game. Because I'd rather just, you know, drop my $20 and not have to worry about paying anything ever again.
I agree. That's how I was, because, like, you know, I would have gladly just paid, you know, $20 for this game and not had to deal with any of this microtransaction stuff.
Because, you're making money. And you can still have the microtransactions in there if you want for, like, the Android and iOS. Just say, oh, you want to buy more coins and get something really fast? Here you go. You're going to spend a little few extra bucks here and there for that.
Put it in my level.
No.
I think that's the part that irritated me more, is how often I opened that in the level.
So now I'm going to have to look at it since I didn't. The last I checked, I couldn't find any release dates other than when it said it released for the iOS back in July.
I don't think they actually gave a date. I just think they released it. And because I saw it all, it's like all of a sudden I saw this stuff. It's like, Plants vs. Zombies is now available in the Android store. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was just looking earlier this week to see if I could find a Steam announcement or something, and I couldn't find Android release announcement.
I don't know how much I've ever seen Steam deal with stuff that does the microtransaction stuff, or am I just missing?
No, see, what I was just doing general internet searches because I couldn't find any additional. PopCap's website has, like, nothing meaty to it, so I'm like, I need more exacting details. So I was looking at other gaming sites reporting on things, but I couldn't find a release date, and most everybody was griping, why are we having all these crazy microtransactions? Why couldn't we just, because that's what I'm like, just release it on Steam for $20, eliminate the microtransactions. You're getting $20 from me. I'm hope. It's probably more beyond the average of what people usually pay for a few microtransactions.
And here's the other thing that, and I don't know if this is true, so maybe somebody out there can correct me on this one, but if I were to buy, actually spend the money on the plans on my phone and I go to a different Android device, I'm pretty sure I have to spend that money again if I want that plant on that device. I don't know of any way for them to actually track what purchases I've made to keep the plants on my account, because I don't really set up an account for that.
Yeah, my guess is everything's tied just to whatever device you're using.
If it's through the Google Play Store, it's tracked, it's tagged to your
phone. But I mean, it, the way it says on
to your Google account.
Oh. But it just confuses me, because the way it mentions it on the store itself is, like, coins are per account. So, like, if you have, like, you and if you two each have your own things on your Android device, you buy 50 coins. He doesn't have those 50 coins, but if you were to buy a plant, he would have the plant. But I don't know if that would affect to a different game or if it's just the purchase inside the app itself.
Just charge me $20.
Give me a key, yeah, or assign it to an account. Anyhow, that's my rant about Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Which makes me sad.
I hope they don't pull the same stunt with Garden Warfare.
Let's just put it this way. EA, you are just... What are you doing? What is your thoughts? Because it just seems like, oh, I'm just going to make you charge for all sorts of things and make things crash and not complete things and sure, good products bad.
I think EA just likes being the worst publisher. They can't deal with not having everyone's ire.
Something. It never used to be this bad. What went wrong?
They learned they could make money by nickel and diming. They could make more money by nickel and diming their people to death.
It's like being or other things are like, here are microtransaction you to death too with fees, minimum balances, not free checking. Oh look, you want to use your ATM card in this crazy machine? Well, we're going to charge you for that. Thanks for charging for getting it at my own money. Yeah, I don't have much else.
Yeah, I don't got anything else. You guys got anything?
No.
So we're going to go ahead and roll up there. Happy Halloween to everybody, since that is on what, Thursday?
Yep.
Happy Halloween. For those that are, is it Halloween just an American holiday? Or is it international?
Not, well,
not very international. It's right, like in New Zealand.
It's just not popular. People kind of know of it.
But don't really do anything. You don't get trick-or-treaters and anything like that.
Okay, so happy Halloween to mostly you Americans then. Everybody else, enjoy your Thursday. Go ahead and buy some candy anyways. That's my opinion.
No, and day after.
Day after. That's right. Day after when it all goes on sale.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you can find us at thegameslave.com, facebook.com/thegameslave, Twitter @thegameslave, and on Google Plus if you search The Game Slave, because it has some incomprehensible code I've complained about before. In the meantime, if you want to give us comments, questions, whatever, you can email that to mail@thegameslave.com. Meantime, see you next week, and game on.
Game on.
Game on.